Welcome to Shom Achshav and Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lir Nishmas, Arm Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're only Bo'abaso Dev Kuf Nun. In Amud Beis, the Gemara comes to discuss the word Nichse, Nechosim. What does that include? And the word goes on through the list, and really Nechosim includes basically every possession that a person has. The word Nechosim is a word in Lashon HaKodesh. It's already brought down in Sefer Yehoshua. In Perek Chav Beis, where Yehoshua tells Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, they go back to Ever Hayarden. Says you'll go back with everything that you have. Benechosim Rabim Shuvu Eloi Aleichem. Go back with all your nechosim. So nechosim is all the possessions that a person has. Now the question is, why is nechosim called nechosim? What's the word nechosim mean? The Medrash, Medrash Rabo, Bamidbar Chav Beis Ches, explains this. And the Medrash starts by saying, the pasuk says, "V'loy mi'midbar horim." So the Medrash explains, "What does it mean, loy mi'midbar horim?" A person is not misroimim from possessions. A person doesn't elevate himself by having more possessions. And explains the Medrash why. Ma kodesh bochu oise nois notel nechosim mizeh v'noitel nizeh. Kodesh bochu takes possessions for one person and gives to another person. Some person, people that are sometimes rich and sometimes poor. Shneimar ki elokim shofet ze'yashpil v'ze'yarim. Adds the Medrash, Lekach nikra shmom nechosim. Why are they called nechosim? Shenichsim mizeh veniglim mizeh. They're hidden from one and revealed to the other. And the Medrash brings another similar thing. Velam nikra shmom zuzim. Zuzim is coins. Shezozim mizeh venital mizeh. They move one to another. So in other words, the idea of nechosim is loshon kisui, covered. The nechosim, the possessions, are covered from one and revealed to another. And that's the kind a concept called Nechosim. The Maharal in Nesivas Oilam, Nesiva Oishir Perek Beis, brings this Medrash and explains it a little bit more. And he says like this, what defines a person is his Chochma and even his Gevura. Right? The Chochma is in his Seichel, the Gevura is in his body. So a person is defined, makes it, how you come and express who this person is based on what he has in his mind, based on what he has in his body. This is how you define a person. But oisher, richness, mammon, possessions, that's not something that defines a person. And because it's not part of who the person is, so that's why he moves the whole time. It doesn't belong to Reuven more than Shimon. It's not Reuven connects his nechasim more. Sometimes it will be by Reuven, sometimes it will move, it go to Shimon. That's the idea of nechasim, it moves from one to another. Because oisher, because richness is not what a person is, it's not who he really is. So that's why it's something that moves, and that's the reason nechosim called nechosim, because they're hidden from one and move to another. The Maharal seems to come to answer a question that the later Sfarim bring. The question of the Medrash is, why does possessions are called Loshon Kisui, not Loshon Gilui? Meaning possessions, nechosim, is something which is hidden from one and revealed to another. But what should you focus on? When it's hidden from one, or when it's revealed to the other? Right now we talk about something, a possession that a person does have. So it should be niglim. It should be called nigle because it's nigle to him. But the Maharal tries to tell you, the truth is that it doesn't belong to anybody. Even the person who does have it right now, it's a temporary thing. It's not really be'etzav connected to him. So even from him, it's going to be nichse. It's going to be covered soon. It's not something that really belongs to him. And the Siach Sarfe Kodesh, Kodesh Odor, he brings and he adds to it based on the Chidush Harim, that the idea, the reason why we focus on the Kisui, because of the concept of Eina Brocha Shoiro Elevedover Hasomu Minai. So the actual Brocha on possessions, it's only when something is covered. So the Chosim are called Loshon Kisui because they're covered from one and revealed to the other. But even when they're revealed to that other, the only way they're kept, the only way he has even shaykes to it, is only as much as they're still continued to be covered by him. Eina Brocha Shoyer will dover Somu Minai. And the Shem Yishmuel, and with Shchodesh Odor Tafri Shain Aleph, goes with a similar concept. He says, and he adds one more thing, he says that every possession a person has, there's two kinyonim. There's a kinyon chitzoini, it's the outside kinyon. But then there's a kinyan pimi. Kinyan pimi means how it really connects to the Adam be'etzim. A more inner shaykhis that the possession has to the Adam. And that's why nechosim are called loshon kisui, because the main kinyan that a person has is the thing which is b'mechuse and not b'megule. So we got some ideas of what's the meaning of the word nechosim. Anyone who wants to join Shomar Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.